This is WMUK's Let's Hear It, music of the moment in West Michigan.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
The medicine
go down, medicine go down.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way.
I'm Carol LaRance. This Friday, Mary Poppins opens at the Kalamazoo Civic as its holiday offering. And here to talk about it are director Todd Espeland, Janet Gover, marketing director of the Kalamazoo Civic, and Carol Zombro, one of the cast members of Mary Poppins. Welcome to you all.
Thank you, Cara.
Janet, tell us about the run of the show and how folks can find out right now more information on Mary Poppins.
Well, Mary Poppins opens this Friday, November 20th, and tickets have been selling so quickly that last week we added 4 additional performances to the run, including 3 matinees. So we now run through December 13th, and tickets are available for every performance, but there is limited selection for the original run, and I would encourage people to check those holdover dates on Saturday, December 5th at 2 p.m., Saturday, December 12th at 2 and 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, December 13th at 2 p.m.
I'm so impressed with you having that right at the top of your head. For folks who want to look online, it's Kazoo Civic.
Yes, KAZOOCivic.com, or they can call the box office at 269-343-1313.
Very good. Now, Todd, this is based on the Disney movie, correct?
Yes, and the P.L. Travers books.
Now, when's the last time you remember seeing any of the original materials for this?
Years and years ago.
Me too.
I think I actually read the book sooner than the movie.
So for some of us, it's a bit hazy, the whole story and the whole premise of Mary Poppins.
Well, Julian Fellowes, who did Downton Abbey, and Cameron Mackintosh, when they came together to do this with Disney, they wanted to have a slightly new approach, but not distance audiences who are familiar with Mary Poppins from what they knew from the movie. So they took some information from the books, they took stuff from the movies, and they tried to craft, and with a little bit of imagination, craft an entirely new Mary Poppins experience that is something that we're familiar with, but will still have some surprises in store for us.
Now, I looked online and found cast albums from London, from Broadway, from Australia.
Everywhere.
Even. So this was a big hit when it was first staged in theater.
Hugely popular. And matter of fact, it's a hugely done musical right now. The rights for it have been released this year. And it seems like it's being done across the United States like crazy.
It requires some special casting.
Yes.
You have 2 young people who have to carry quite a lot of weight in the musical.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Jane and Michael Banks are being played by Tay Bradford and Riley Vandevelde. And they are on almost every scene. They have a lot to do and a lot to carry and a lot of songs to sing. And they're troopers. They're really working their hearts out. And you know, our rehearsals go till 10 o'clock at night, and these guys are up early to go to school all day. And they're really working hard.
Are any of them completely new to theater?
Tay Bradford is a little new to theater, although his family, he was in Evita as his first show, although his family, his mother was Peter Pan 2 years ago. Last year, his dad, Rob Bradford, was Donkey in Shrek. So he's kind of grown up around the theater and familiar with the theater, and now he's got a chance to be in a Christmas show just like his parents.
So the story goes, there's 2 children and 2 parents in this home, the Banks home.
The Banks family.
And they can't seem to find the right fit for a nanny.
Well, they're completely dysfunctional. George Banks is really distant from his family and focuses on his business. Winifred Banks is very, very focused on trying to be the perfect mother and the perfect wife and the perfect society lady. And these kids are sort of left to their own devices, and they keep driving nannies crazy and driving them out of the house. And eventually the play starts with showing these kids completely just running these nannies ragged, and Mary Poppins appears. And throughout the show, Mary Poppins keeps trying to teach them and the Banks family, both Winifred and George, lessons about how to be more caring, more considerate, more empathetic, and imaginative individuals. And that's kind of the track of the whole play is Mary Poppins coming in and educating the whole family on how to be a better family.
Well, let's take a break and listen to a scene of chaos from the beginning of Mary Poppins, which opens this Friday at the Kalamazoo Civic.
Not with the children, with no nanny in the house. Me, that's who.
I've said my say, Mrs. Brill, and that's all I'll say. I've done with this house forever.
Well, good riddance then.
Katie Nana!
Gone, are you quite sure?
Gone, and is it any wonder? Choosing the right nanny, I keep drawing blanks. Do you really think I made another blunder? What on earth am I to say to Mr. Banks? George, dear.
I never smell of barley water. I put that bit in too.
If you won't scold and you dominate us, we will never give you cause to hate us.
We won't hide your spectacles so you can't see.
Put dirt in your bed or pepper in your tea.
Hurry, nanny, many thanks, sincerely.
Jane and Michael Banks.
Well, from that, we get a sense of how things stand in the Banks household in the opening of Mary Poppins. The Kalamazoo Civic will present Mary Poppins this Friday through December 13th, and details are available at kazoocivic.com. My guests here are director Todd Espeland, marketing director Janet Gover, and actor Carol Zombro. Carol, you're playing Mrs. Banks, who is trying to live up to this ideal that seems to have been laid down by the father of the family, how to be a perfect wife and mother. First of all, what's it like to work with your castmates, your younger castmates?
Well, I work with children for a living, so it's nothing new to me. They're very good at what they do. They're very focused. They pay attention. They're not as naughty as their characters make them appear.
Are you a teacher then?
I do teach. I work at a home daycare right now. I also teach at Kazoo School for their extended day program. And I've done many things with the library and Parks and Rec. So I teach theater around town.
Was this the role that you auditioned for?
I just auditioned. I played Mary Poppins over the summer at Center Stage Theater. And I went to the workshop, and Todd, just talking about the play and everything he was going to do with it, I decided that I would audition, and I wanted to play all of the parts. Literally, I wanted all of them at the same time. So getting one of them was just fine with me, but secretly, yes, it was the part I wanted.
So you have a background in theater. What are some of the roles that have been favorites for you over the last few years?
I think my all-time favorite is definitely Aurora in Kiss of the Spider Woman. That was a very fun part for me. I had just broken my leg and it was already planned that I was going to play this part. And so I did a lot of physical therapy to be able to play that dancing role.
My goodness.
Yeah, it was the day before we opened where I stopped using my cane. so that was a big deal. But Mary Poppins was really up there for me as well.
So tell me about your character and what you bring to it.
Well, Winifred Banks is very worried all the time. And I definitely bring a lot of that. definitely. It's making me a little twitchy in my real life, which is unfortunate, but, you know, side effect.
Well, a lot of us are a bit twitchy.
It's true.
And the vocal demands, the singing. Do you have some favorite parts?
You know, to tell the truth, I don't do much singing in the show. I have two songs. I like them quite a lot. I don't think a year ago I could have sang them. I had to learn how to sing soprano for the summer. And so it's all very new to me.
I know the music director, Brent Decker, at least one of your songs is his favorite.
Yes.
It's certainly a break from the high energy, up-tempo nature of most of the musical. You do have some of the most poignant moments in the musical.
Yes, and that's very odd for me because usually I play the character parts. And so it's very odd to have the feeling song. You know, that's a very new experience for me.
Being Mrs. Banks should be an easy role, and yet it's one
which I don't seem too good at on the whole. I have a comfy home. I have a simple life. I have a name which tells the world I'm someone else's wife. Being Mrs. Banks.
Look, Nelius is beaming.
That's from Mary Poppins, which opens this Friday at the Kalamazoo Civic. My guest is Carol Zombro, who plays Mrs. Banks. Now, the show hasn't opened yet. It opens on Friday and will continue through December 13th. So you really haven't performed it with a full audience in the house.
No.
Are you looking forward to that?
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait. I wish they were there tonight.
It makes a huge difference.
It really does. Yeah.
One of the things that we want to let our audience members know about is we are partnering with the SPCA of Southwest Michigan to collect donations for pets for the holidays. One of the characters, if you will, in Mary Poppins is the neighbor, Miss Lark, and her dog is Willoughby. And so we are creating Willoughby's Wish Tree and asking people to bring donations of food, treats, toys, leashes, those kind of things, so that we can make some sort of contribution to the SPCA over the holidays for the dogs who may not have a good Christmas as well. So that tree will be in the lobby with a barrel, and if people want to bring in their donations, we would greatly appreciate it.
Is there a reminder at the website?
There will be. That's a very good idea. I don't have it on the website yet, but we are publicizing it in other areas. So, yes, we'll get the word out this week for sure about that.
I'm just thinking of those people who are listening to you now who are going to their computer and clicking on kazoocivic.com that they would maybe look at the tickets and then think, oh, right, I need to put something nearby door to bring.
And they will be getting a reminder when they order tickets online. If we mail them to them, then they'll get a little reminder in the envelope when the tickets go out that we're collecting these donations as well.
Now, as director of Mary Poppins, you're bringing together so many different forces. It's quite amazing to see directors at work. They're focusing on 10 things at once and pretty much have answers for everybody who comes up and asks a question while still working on your own level. Tell me how large this cast is and what are some of the elements that you're bringing together that are something of a challenge?
It's a bear of a show, and there's a lot of multitasking that has to happen. We have 24 members in the cast. And a lot of the things that we're bringing together, the show is written in this kind of English music hall style, which includes a lot of drops, and because you go to many locations, so we have a lot of drops that are happening on this. We have moving wagons that bring set elements, house elements back and forth across the stage. These automatic moving wagons. We have flying in the show. Musical numbers, the orchestra, a little bit of theatrical mask work in it. There's a lot of different things that are happening, and right now we're in the middle of tech and bringing all of those things together so that they run smoothly. So on my part, I'm doing a lot of multitasking and a lot of big picture viewing of the show and trying to make all of these elements mesh together, along with stage management and all of our incredibly dedicated crew that work with us and for us. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
You said music hall. Let's take a short break and listen to something from Mary Poppins. What's one of the most popular songs in the music hall?
I think Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Okay. Is everyone knows it. It's so iconic that the name of it. And I think what's really nice is, I don't know about everybody listening, but I know when we talked about the movie, I'm really familiar with the music, the characters, but I don't recall a lot specifically about the movie. And what's nice about this particular show is they've given it the songs a lot more character. They've given them a lot more specific setting. And I think they've really brought out the essence and the aura of what the songs are all about.
Super Caliph Ragilistic Expialid Ocious
That's not a word.
Of course it's a word. And unless I'm very much mistaken, I think it's going to prove a rather useful one. When trying to express oneself, it's frankly quite absurd to leaf through lengthy lexicons to find the perfect word. A little spontaneity keeps conversation keen. You need to find...
O-U-S!
Here we go!
There it is, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious from Mary Poppins. The stage production will be presented by the Kalamazoo Civic starting this Friday and continuing through December 13th. I have in the studio with me director Todd Espelin, marketing director Janet Gover, and the cast member playing Mrs. Banks, Carol Zombro. Todd, tell me who Julie Andrews will be.
our step in Julie Andrews is going to be the very one and only Molly Sini. She'll be playing Mary Poppins. Ken Holda is going to be Bert, who is Mary's sort of partner in crime, as it were, in the play. George Banks is going to be played by Rob Bradford, which incidentally, Rob Bradford is the father of Tay Bradford, and Tay is Michael Banks. So we have an actual father-son team on stage together, working together.
Oh, that's always charming.
Yeah.
I remember reading somewhere that one of the worst Cockney accents ever to be depicted
yes.
in the film was
Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke is notorious for having the worst Cockney accent ever. Kenny's doing a good job. If you're listening, Kenny, keep working on the accent so that I don't sound like a liar. Dick Van Dyke is definitely notorious for having the worst Victorian accent, Cockney accent.
And you're also working with someone you've worked with before as music director, and that's Brent Decker.
Brent Decker, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Brent's doing a fabulous job. Brent was our musical director on Evita, which is, again, another bear of a show because it's a rock opera. What's nice for Brent on this one is Brent is in Evita, he was both playing and conducting and really working double time. For Mary Poppins, it's lovely. We've got an amazing orchestra, and they're really working hard on all the songs, and Brent is doing a lovely job trying to bring all that together for us.
Listening to Todd talk about bringing the show together, Carol, can you give us some more backstage stories or gossip about what's going on?
Backstage is fun. I will give you some gossip about backstage. Last night was our first rehearsal with all of the costumes, and watching everyone frantically trying to find all of their masks and their headdresses and their bodysuits, and I'm just sitting in my dress just watching, you know, it was crazy. It is crazy back there. There's a lot of running and worrying and silent screaming. You can't make any noise, and so everybody's like, you know, no one could find anything. So it is crazy. I expect that it'll be much better. It'll get better every single day, but just watching the panic in the actors' eyes when they're...
There's another character that isn't in the movie that is in the stage show, and it's a villain. Another nanny.
Yes. Yeah, they've come up with another nanny for it. Top of Act Two is a woman named Miss Andrew. And Miss Andrew was George Banks' nanny as a child. And she's an incredible disciplinarian. She's mean. She's a punisher. And she definitely beats all the fun out of kids.
And I have a great time backstage because the person playing Miss Andrew is much younger than Miss Andrew is written to be. And so during intermission, I get to do all of the aging makeup because I don't have any costume changes or anything
to worry about
after Act One. So that's an extra fun bit for me.
What is the name of the set piece for this villainess?
Brimstone and Treacle.
These children have been spoiled. I've arrived here just in time. By chance, I brought the punishment that best befits the crime. Brimstone and Treacle and cod liver oil, liberal doses of each. These
rather the treats from which children recoil, the lessons I'm going to teach, as in whom bad habits lurk. First threaten to throttle, then uncork the bottle. Brimstone and treacle will work. Brimstone and treacle.
That's Brimstone and Treacle from another nanny in Mary Poppins, a Miss Andrew. You'll have to be in your seat at the Kalamazoo Civic to see what happens to this villainess. The show runs again, Janet?
It starts this Friday, November 20th, and runs through Sunday, December 13th, with the best ticket availability on our added performances of Saturday, December 5th at 2, Saturday, December 12th at 2 and 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, December 13th at 2 p.m. Most of the original run is pretty much gone. I think I saw there's only 5 tickets left for opening night. So if you're looking to get tickets, I would call or get on our website soon.
You must have anticipated that this would be a popular show at the Civic.
We anticipated, we hoped, but it's been done a couple times in the community before, so we weren't sure. But it's a title that surely resonates with families and families with kids. And just as an example, we've done a couple of events where we've had Mary Poppins and Bert out in the community at Art Hop last week. We were at Pop City Popcorn, and during the parade, we had Mary and Bert at a warming station at the Civic. And just to see the children coming up to them to have their pictures taken with them, and that it's heartwarming and it's exciting. And I think families are going to be thrilled to be a part of this for their holiday season.
Todd, can you give away any special effects, some stage magic that might be part of the show?
We're really happy to be working with Flying by Foy on this show. Mary Poppins will be flying across the stage, and Bert also during Step in Time. So we've had Flying by Foy come in, and we've worked with the company they're a company that works on having actors safely fly across stage so that they can soar and do it all without anybody worrying about their safety, and we can have a lot of fun with it.
You also mentioned you have many drops in the show, and to be honest, I have no idea what that means.
Sorry. They're giant painted backdrops so that we can change location easily, and they fly in on our batten system, our ropes and pole system that hangs above the stage, and we can bring them all in, and our resident set designer, David Kine, has been painting away.
What's the color scheme? Is it kind of Christmassy? Or
actually, one of the things that we went to is I really wanted this to look like a children's storybook, and so our stage is framed with this portal that's a scrollwork portal that looks like the end or the side pages of a children's picture book. And then we've looked to Edward Gorey, the illustrator Edward Gorey, and he has really formed and informed the basis of the visual style for the show.
That just reminds me of PBS because of Masterpiece Mystery and the gory titles. And you've already mentioned Julian Fellowes, the creator of Downton Abbey, as the
We're bringing all
writer.
England together on this one.
What do you think of how the show looks and the costumes, Carol?
It looks great. Everything is nice to just watch on the monitors and just see everything. It's really quite amazing.
And there must be people backstage, many people handling the ropes and bringing in everything.
If I had a dollar for every time we got yelled at about standing in front of a rope that we weren't supposed to, I would be a very rich woman today.
I'm incredibly grateful to the crew that's working on the show. We have upwards of 20, 24 people who are crewing the show that are working, bringing the drops in, working the moving wagons, costumes, the whole nine yards. Frankly, all of the volunteers, cast and crew and technicians that work for the Civic, they really are the lifeblood of the theater, and I'm incredibly grateful for all their work.
Well, does Mary Poppins have a happy ending?
Of course it has a happy ending. What a crazy show for us to do it at the holidays if it had a dismal ending.
You know, with things happening these days, I just want to make sure that it's guaranteed.
Mary Poppins has a very happy ending, and we hope everybody shows up to find out exactly what that is.
Well, Todd, Janet, and Carol, thank you so much for coming to WMUK to talk about Mary Poppins.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Serpentine.